Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. Just testimony and report. I attend the coordinators meeting today. We alternate with Jim sometimes. What I do help. Jim usually does, but I go sometimes. So I just wanted to report. The coordinators meeting is the parts of the divisions of the church. We have the death members, the music department, the Sunday school. So and then we're one of the parts of this church. So we get to attend and to get the report. I just mentioned as we have in the bulletin, we pray for our mission and missionaries of this church support. And I think we agree that the Art and Darcy are our present ministry closest to us. So as an English service, I reported that, you know, we're trying to help Art and Darcy in whatever we can to support them and in their needs. So I'm just glad that I was able to go last Saturday. That's where I'm wearing this, Kita Hiroshima. That's where they're from, Kita Hiroshima, the North Hiroshima. So, they planning to start a chicken farm. So me and my friend were thinking about helping them to build the little chicken farm. So, and the last time we went to have a service there, it has advanced a lot. There's a lot of work they did already. So it's very nice. It'll be good if we get another chance to go and visit them, because they are really improving a lot in very short time. They have vegetables and flowers, and the storage house, if you remember, at the entrance, is already, they put a flooring, and I think he moved, Art moved the gym already. So, and then there's a room, they're cleaning it up for guest room. It's really nice. So a lot of things are happening there. So please continue praying for the Art and Darcy. I report about them. So just continue praying for them. And then for the other departments, just want to praise the Lord. The bazaar, remember the bazaar, and there was the income was all donated for the disaster relief. And there was a total donation of Sanju Sangmang, that's 330,000 total. But the sales were only 100,000 Jumang, so it's 10,000. 100,000, sorry. So 100,000 yen. But the total donation was given to the disaster. So praise the Lord for that. And today, the church celebrated the Day of the Elderly. So it was a blessing for the elderly. We have 27 people over 70 years old in this church. And they all were given a blessing, and there was a song. They sing songs for them. There was also service from the Sunday school, prepared some cards and dessert for them. So let's continue praying for the elderly here in this church. There's so many of them here. They're witness to Hiroshima. So continue praying for them. And other announcements. There's going to be a concert. That's in November, the 18th of November, there's going to be a concert. So we're not going to be able to do our service here. But that's a long way ahead. And next Sunday will be a special service. In the morning service, it'll be Kitano Sensei's the ministry. There's going to be a special service, 25 years anniversary of this church. And for I was informed, Kitano Sensei, Kitano pastor, he was the first pastor of this church in the very beginning. So he's going to come and give the message on that day only, at 10:30. So we're going to have a service with him. And it's the 25th anniversary of this church. So let's praise the Lord for this miracle, because we are we are the recipients of this 25 years of ministry. And so they're going to have a free lunch if you want to come. It's going to be free lunch on that day. And on the next month, the 10th, November 14th, there will be a potato digging, the Imohori, with Itosa. So for the children that want to go attend, please remember, on the 14th of next month, we'll go probably at 12 o'clock. And there's another just prayers for Daida Sensei. It's another pastor of us. Daida Sensei will have some tests for his cancer next month. So please pray for Daida Sensei. And for Hideko Sensei also. She's going to be giving the message next Sunday. No, the 2 weeks from now. She's going to turn 88. She's our pastor's mother. And on her birthday, she's going to give the message in the morning. So please pray for her. She's going to be giving her message at 10:30 if you want to come and listen to her. It's a rare occasion, so it's a blessing. We never know. Yeah, we don't want to say that. But, let's pray for her. And I think that's about the death members congregation also, please pray for them. They're having a lot of activities. God is doing a lot of blessings on their ministry. So please pray for Cody Sensei. She's the pastor of the death members. And they trying to spread the gospel in Japan. So please continue praying for them. That's my report for this. And I ask him to pray for Kanawajima. Art is always, Andrew is always witnessing to his friends there and to all the friends that you have, that we have here, that we invite to this church. So, but especially Kanawajima, so many there that are in the island, far away. So pray for them to be touched by the Holy Spirit and be able to come to worship with us. And that's about it. So I just want to thank the Lord for the worship. It was really wonderful worship. And thank you for Carmi. That was nice to see you back. And I was so touched by the singing. I mean, I was trying to sing the last part of the song. It says, you are my everything, and I will adore you. But I couldn't. Because I forget sometimes. He's not my everything all the time. And I don't adore him all the time. So, but Janelle kept singing and singing and singing. And yes, he is my everything. And I will adore him. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andrew, and I haven't seen many of you in a long time, and a lot of new faces as well. I've lived in Japan like 9 years, and I used to live over in this neighborhood and came quite a bit, and now I live on the other side of town, and I go to a church over there, Nazarene Church in Dambara, but... I came today back to Mitaki because I knew a good friend who spoke just English, and he left Japan and came back. He had a lot of hard times, and we were going to meet here today, but you know he wasn't able to make it for whatever reason. And I just wanted to lift up my buddy in prayer and saw the things that he's going through. We can call him Adam, for example. I really feel for this guy, and I know he's going through a lot, and it took a lot of effort on his part to leave Japan and to come back. So just hoping that I can be there and that be a light to him. On a different note, I've been in Japan 9 years, and when I first came to Japan, I left a lot of family in America, and things change, of course. You go back when you can, and my wife, she's from Hiroshima, and she just lost her last grandmother last week, and it's been really hard on her family. Of course, this woman was someone, she was lived a very long life, 93. She was here when the bomb hit. She worked at a JT tobacco factory when the bomb hit and walked home barefoot, saw many things and had a lot of stories that I couldn't believe, these things that I could hear about what happened in the city. And but also this week, this was her last grandparent, grandparent, and just 2 days ago, my grandfather, my last grandfather as well, had a stroke. I'm not very strong. It's very easy for me to just stand up here and talk and ask for prayer and start crying like a little baby. Name is Ralph. I don't come up here just to get consolation or anything, but I hope to be some encouragement. He was a very godly man. He was very encouraging to our family. And I'm really sorry. I wish I could speak better right now. Okay. So, but anyways, my grandpa, yeah, he kept the family always focused on God. And, life, it goes on, and we lose people close to us, and he's very influential, and I just hope to say this as an encouragement, that we can be the influential person in other people's lives, and even though my wife and I lost important people this week, it's going to spur us on. It's going to give us that power to want to help other people and to love other people. And I'm really sorry. I meant to say this really cool and strong and be that tough guy. But it really hits you. It shows the the people in our life love us, and when we lose them, it makes, there's that hole there. But God can fill that hole. And there's a lot of people with that hole. And so I just pray that you can lean on the influential people in your life and that you can be that influential person for others. So thank you for hearing me sob through this, but it's just my way of dealing with this, and thank you for all your support.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace, and I asked Darcy a few minutes ago where they are because I didn't know, and maybe most of us don't know. We can pray for them. They have a music conference in Osaka, so that's why they're not here today. And I want to ask for prayer for my a student at, I work at Hiroshima University. We started a Bible study with one student. She's a medical student. And her name is Kurosaka Akiho. And we've not had Bible study for more than a month now because her health has not been good. Probably she's not very good in summer. So she's been sick on and off. And but we were able to have Bible study this past week. And I would like us to pray for her because those of you who understand, she's not yet baptized. So she's a young Christian. She's still learning the things of God, and hopefully she will get baptized. So let's pray for her, especially because she's going to move out of Hiroshima for 4 months. She's a fourth-year student, so usually medical students go for internship. Most of them do within the hospital because we have a hospital on campus. But she told me about 30 of them choose to go outside the hospital and even travel to any other city if you wish. So she will be going to Saitama to a research institute there because she's interested in doing psychiatry. So she looked for a research center that can give her attachment in psychiatry. So from 30th of September, she'll move to Saitama and she'll be there until probably end of January, né, for that year. So please pray for her. We prayed together with her when we had our Bible study, especially that she'll find a church to go because she needs to grow and to know God more. And I pray that God will even give her friends or some Christians there so that she can continue to grow in the things of God until she comes back to Hiroshima. And then one last prayer request and thanksgiving is for myself. I am a researcher, and I told you I need to publish my paper, my first paper, since I came to Hiroshima University, and it's been difficult, more than a year now, when I'm just writing and editing, and I made a few attempts to submit my paper, but it could not go beyond the editors. They send it back to me. And this time round, I submitted 2 weeks ago, and I did my best and submitted again with the approval of my boss, and by God's grace, it moved from the editors. Now it's with the reviewers, which is like a good sign that it's going to the right direction. So please pray for me. This is a very tense time because the reviewers, of course, they take long because they have to study all your work and understand it and then question you about it. So they can either ask you to just make a small change and it passes through, or if they reject, they tell you, we are sorry, you have to submit to another journal and you have to start from square one again. So I'm praying that God will favor me in the presence of the reviewers who are checking my paper and that I can get to hear from them soon, because I've already been waiting for, of course, it's a busy journal, so they have probably many papers to handle. So I understand that it took 1 week for them to submit to the editor, and the editor took 1 week to pass it over to the reviewers. Now, I'm waiting to hear from the reviewers. So please pray for me, and also pray for my family back home in Kenya. My youngest brother is planning to marry in December, so we pray for him. His name is Joseph, and his fiancée's name is Daphne. So please pray for my brother Joseph and Daphne, especially because, of course, weddings are expensive. He hasn't found a stable job, and so he has to trust God to get some money. They've been dating. They met in campus during university time, so they've waited quite some years. But they've decided to go ahead and get married, even though the finances are not really available. But we believe God will provide, because we believe marriage is ordained by God, and he's happy to see families formed. So please pray for him. They are planning to get married on 15th of December, and hopefully I will go to Kenya, depending on how my paper turns out, because if I have to keep submitting it, then I may not have free time, but I'm hoping that if my paper goes through and I'm able to revise it before December, then I can be able to take a long vacation and go to Kenya and be there with them and celebrate with them and just spend time with my family, because it's already 2 years, and usually I don't like staying so long without seeing my family. So we are hoping that we can go there with Joyce and be with my family for some 1 month or 2 months and then be back to Hiroshima. Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, welcome back, Carmi. We're very happy to see you again. So as I asked her until when will she be here. So we thank God that she will be here until December. Yeah. December 1st, she said. But I hope it's going to be December 31st. Yes. 2020. Yeah, thank you very much, Carmi, and we are really glad to see you again. And please pray for the worship team also. As you can see, as you have observed this afternoon, there's about 15 minutes late. And I think it's not a good thing. Personally, it's not a good thing. Worship is one of the very important aspects of the church service. So I confess of my sin of being lax in this area. Okay, let's have a prayer time. Let's bring all these prayers. The typhoon in the Philippines, God actually blew the typhoon away. Yes. So the typhoon supposed to hit some portions of the northern part of the Philippines, but by God's grace, He caused it to just hit a little portion of the northern part and move it upwards. So although there are still areas that are being affected by flash floods, so I think the government has been prepared for untoward incidents. So I think they have managed it well this time. So only a few casualties were announced, although properties, of course, were destroyed because most of the houses in the Philippines are just made of wood and light materials. And let's also bring that into prayer. Janelle's family is fine. So we are, he doesn't know, but we hope that they're fine. The communication right now is not really stable because of some interruptions. And then, the weather is not yet stable and there's no electricity. So we will bring Janelle's family in prayer also, that they will also be fine. Okay, do you still have other prayer requests? Yes? Yeah, sure.
Hello, my name's Jim. If we could pray for, we have friends who were members of this church before, Nozo and Mayu Kashima. They are pastoring a church in Toyotashi, and it's not all going so smoothly. So if we can just lift them up to be Nozomu and Mayu. Mayu, M-A-Y-U. So if we can pray for them, for God to, for them to know God's strength in their life at this time. Okay, thank you.
Where are they
in Toyota City.